right, here we are again. First Monday of the month. Great promise and possibility lodged in this day, this week. And we're just grateful for the opportunity, once again, to be with you guys and to share what we believe God has given to us, a word of inspiration and enlightenment for some. Let's begin. An entertainer recalls the childhood pain of being the last one chosen for the baseball teams. He says, all the kids are standing around waiting to be chosen for the team, and it never fails. The same kids are always the last ones to be picked. I was one of those kids. We are the kids that nobody wants on their team. You know, the fat, slow, the geeky kids who just want to play ball, have fun. And when the captains are down to the last few players, they start choosing two kids at a time because it really doesn't matter who's on their team after that. And the remaining kids, the scrubs, they deal with us as if we're handicaps. They say, if you take him, then you got to take him. If I take him, then you got to take him. And sometimes I go as high as six, but usually I go lower. But just once, I want Daryl to look at me, and I would love it if he would look around at the choices and say to me, I want him, him, that skinny kid, the kid with the glasses and the black shoes. But I never have been chosen with much enthusiasm. I'm always made to feel that I'm not really wanted, but I'm only chosen as a last resort. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 says, for he, God, chose us in him before the creation of the world to be a holy, blameless in his sight, in love. With all the things we consider to be wrong in our lives, have you ever paused long enough to reflect on the fact that you have been chosen by God? You know, we can be our worst critics. We can find so many things wrong with us that we negatively think ourselves into a state of low self-esteem and possibly depression. We do ourselves a grave injustice when we feel that who we are, what we have, and what we've done with our lives is embarrassing and shameful based on someone else's standards. Who makes those rules and those standards anyway? Who determines what's best for you? Who determines the quality of your life and the value and your worth? And to add to the fact that you were not chosen makes things even worse. You were not chosen for the promotion, not chosen for the lead role in the play, not chosen for marriage. We're not chosen for that very thing that was so important to you. It's got to hurt. I know it hurts. But there is no greater disappointment in life than to not be chosen. To not be chosen is to be rejected. It is for someone to say that you are not good enough. But there are two ways that you can respond to this rejection. You can believe it, or you can recognize your true value and your worth. If you believe it, you damn yourself to the opinions of others, who you should not have much control. They should not have that much control over your lives. And if you believe it and damn yourselves to the opinions of others, you become a prisoner of your own thoughts. But if you know your worth and value, you can recognize those rejections as blessings. You can recognize them as signposts given to you by God to point you in the right direction for life. For the fact of the matter is, my sisters and brothers, that you are chosen. You are chosen by God. And in recognizing the fact that you are chosen by God, you will discover your value and your worth. Do you know what it means to be chosen by God? To be chosen by God means two all-important things. It means, one, you are valued by God. You are worth something to God. You are very important to God. And the second thing is this. You, because you are chosen by God, you are unconditionally loved by God. Think about that for a moment. Our sense of worth and value is a consequence of being loved, unconditionally loved. And the fact of the matter is, my sisters and brothers, no matter how traumatized or how disenchanted you are with life, the fact of the matter is we have been chosen by God. And because we have been chosen by God, we are unconditionally loved by God. And out of all the things we can be chosen for in this life, the greatest is to be chosen by God. Now I want you, as we close this meditation, to listen once again to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. But this time, listen with, not with your ears, but listen with your heart. It says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love," or to be holy and blameless in his sight because of his love. Let's pray. As you created this world, God, you've created this day fresh, new, and exciting. You've created the world with potential and possibility, and this day is a new creation for us. You've called light into our lives. And in calling that light, the light enlivened our hearts and has given to us the newness of this day. In creation, God, you brought order to chaos. And we pray, oh God, in the newness of this day that you will order our lives. Yes, order our steps, that we can walk through the chaos without being scathed, without being harmed. We pray, oh God, that the power of your love walks with us and allows for us to recognize who we truly are in you. That the most important thing in all of life that we so often forget is to be loved by you. For in your love, God, is life, abundant life, everlasting life. And so, God, as we struggle with ourselves and struggle with sin in the world and struggle with sin in our lives and struggle with all the things that can go wrong, and you know, God, we as humans always gravitate toward the negative, and there we kind of camp around that which is negative and linger long, longer than we have to, but God, give us the strength to break from the damning things in life, the negative things in life that pull us down and, yes, pull us away from your love, so that we can live in the abundance of life and enjoy you, enjoy life, enjoy the world, so that we can be a light to someone else, so that they can see the love and the laughter that you have given to us as we dance with you through the darkness, bearing light. We love you. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you this day. Because of Jesus, we're able to pray this prayer. So it is in his name we pray. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, this brings us to the end of this devotional. Walk in the love. Walk in the light. And always remember this. Live each day in love with God. Okay, star five me. Unmute your mics. Honey, goodbye.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Reverend. Be blessed, everyone.
Be blessed. Thank you.
To you.
All right, guys. You guys be good.